This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Congratulations, San Antonio. You're an All-America city. For the fourth time in 5 years, the city has claimed this honor. According to the National Civic League, the award recognizes communities that leverage civic engagement, collaboration, inclusiveness, and innovation to successfully address local issues. The distinction is awarded to communities which work collaboratively to promote fairness and equity through inclusion and civic engagement. So how does this work? And what's your honest reaction to hearing that San Antonio is an All-American city? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org, and you can tweet at us at tprsource. We're joined this afternoon with Maria Villa-Gomez. She is Assistant City Manager to the City of San Antonio. Alex Lopez is an Interim Chief Equity Officer for the City of San Antonio. And always with us, always great to have Molly Cox, President and CEO of SA 2020. It's great to have you all this afternoon.
Well, hello, kind sir.
So tell me about the All-America City honor. I see that there are other cities on the list, Las Vegas, Charlotte, North Carolina, Stockton, California, El Paso. So we're in good company. What does it mean to you, Molly Cox, that San Antonio was named an All-America City?
This is kind of an interesting thing that
happens. There are only 10.
Yeah, there's only 10. So the National Civic League does this. It's sort of like the Oscars for civic engagement, right? But no famous people are there.
Well, you were there.
I was. And you go and compete. And I use the term compete loosely because once you get there, you sort of understand. You fill out an application based on whatever the topic is of that year. You've turned in the application. They select 20 finalist cities. Those 20 finalists are then taken to Denver where they do a 10-minute, and I'm using the term presentation loosely here. It's more like a sketch about your community.
But there's like singing and dancing.
There was dancing. San Antonio danced. But what was more, I think, interesting is that when you get these 20 cities into a room, even though it's a competition for who gets named All-America City, it was literally the most kind team environment of like just celebrating sort of like who we are as like cities and the organizations that came. It was super fun. There were beach balls involved. I can't explain. You need to experience this at some point is what I'm telling you.
All right. Okay. That sounds pretty incredible.
Is
there a video of all that?
Yes, there is. There's a Facebook Live video at, I think, All America City Awards posted on Facebook. We've re-Facebooked it, but you can find it online and on YouTube, I believe.
Maria Villa-Gomez, your Assistant City Manager for the City of San Antonio. And let's be honest, right off, these kind of awards, they're kind of goofy. it seemed a little goofy, but I think there's something to be gained from the process of going through these activities in order to try and figure out what is it that we want to say about San Antonio and how are we going to present ourselves and who do we bring in to get involved and how do we make this happen? It seems like that the journey in order to get to the award ceremony and then to actually nail it and win and be named an All-America City, that it really is the benefit. I mean, I don't know, am I wrong?
You know, one of the greatest benefit is really the collaboration between San Antonio community partners. It's not about the city of San Antonio as an organization, but it's the work that we're doing with our nonprofit communities, with the county, with other local organizations. So it's really that community collaboration that we want to highlight to the rest of the country. That here in San Antonio, we don't go alone when we're facing challenges, but we like to include other organizations, the public in general, and that's what we highlighted at Denver, how we work well together. That is the greatest benefit that to solve challenges in innovative ways.
And Alex Lopez, Interim City Equity Officer, this says that was a big part of the message that y'all brought to the competition?
It was, because this year the topic was specifically to address equity through civic engagement. And I think it really gave us the opportunity to highlight so much of what we've done and to demonstrate results. That was actually something that was told to us in advance and was actually mentioned on Molly mentioned the 10 minutes that we get to actually present. It's followed by 10 minutes of questions. And one of those was specifically about the results that we've been able to document. So that was something that they highlighted and really wanted to acknowledge us for.
I think sort of, David, where you were going kind of with the question too is this idea of celebrating and the journey and the process along the way, right? So what you find sort of, and I think we've said this about 100 million times, that it's important for our community generally to celebrate successes and incremental change as well as highlight challenges. And in the application that we did, right, even though this is like a sort of fun and silly space, there's also a very clear component of, are you actually doing something in your community that means something? And I think the application, which highlights some very specific and strategic initiatives around collaboration, allowed for us to do that in a way that celebrates what happens when we legitimately come together and say, let's work together towards common goals and see what we can achieve.
Right. And so there's, when we talk about San Antonio and all of its needs and everything that's going on, easily we can be overwhelmed by everything that's happening and all of the issues and challenges that face the city of San Antonio. But then we have this opportunity to present what we're doing about that. And then there's this excavation process of digging through, carving away, and figuring out how are we going to tell that story. And that process in and of itself is very clarifying. And it's sort of, you know, things crystallize as we realize who are we and what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And so Maria Villa Gomez, your assistant city manager for the city of San Antonio, you know, that's an important position and you're out there when big decisions are being made. So how does all this come together for you?
Well, this is really exciting in terms of what we actually can highlight as part of this award. So one of the things that we did as we completed the application for the competition is really highlight those programs that have made an impact in San Antonio working with our community partners. So I'll mention one, our teen pregnancy program. When we started really working in collaboration with the community as part of our SA 2020 vision, we established a goal of reducing the teen birth rate by 15%. Working together with the community and looking at results on an annual basis, we were able to achieve that goal sooner than what we had anticipated. So by 2012, we had already reduced the teen birth rate by 15%. So we increased the goal to a 25% reduction. And working together, we achieved that in 2014. So now we have a goal, a new goal, to reduce the teen birth rate by 50% by the year 2020. And we're on track to achieve that goal. So that is just to highlight one of the many challenges that we have as the city of San Antonio, as you mentioned, and recognizing the work effort of the community to make San Antonio a better place to live. And this is what the All-American City Award is all about.
And there's other other organizations y'all highlighted, including Enroll SA, Upgrade SA, and the San Antonio Education Partnership. We'll be talking a little bit more about those when we come back from the break, and about how SA 2020 has been at the forefront of defining what San Antonio is and where we want to go. And questions and comments that you have out there, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. What do you think when you hear that San Antonio, once again, an all-America city? What do you want to see? Make sure that we continue to claim these honors, or do you have some other views? Give us a call, 210-614-8980. The Source continues right after this quick break. Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about an all-America city, San Antonio. And the award was a recognition for San Antonio was made after there was a presentation. San Antonio is one of 10 cities recognized with this honor. And a part of it is because of the vision that we've had for the city with SA 2020. If you've got a question or comment about that, give us a call, 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. One of the highlighted organizations or initiatives that was recognized in this effort was Enroll SA. Can you talk about that, Maria Villa Gomez, Assistant City Manager to City of San Antonio?
Sure. Well, the Affordable Care Act created an unprecedented opportunity to provide insurance coverage to a whole new segment of our city working families. And as part of SA 2020, there was a goal that was set for San Antonio to increase access to health care for those residents under the age of 65 by 10% by the year 2020. And with the work of the community and Enroll SA, who is an organization that has really been focusing on this, the latest numbers that they have in 2016 is that we are at close to 82%, about just one percentage point off of our SA 2020 goal. So we're very proud of the work of the community and getting our those residents under the age of 65 to be enrolled in health insurance.
One of the aspects of San Antonio that seemed to really respond to the judges with the All-America City High Honor is the equity efforts that we've had in the city. Alex Lopez, you're the interim chief equity officer for the city of San Antonio. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so our ability to show the results and demonstrate what we're accomplishing was important, but the fact that we were able to disaggregate, dig down into that data, and show that we're making an impact, not just overall as an average in general, but to really show the different populations and how we're still addressing the needs of those specific populations.
Well, I mean, people are going to say San Antonio, an all-America city. Mm-hmm. I mean, San Antonio has got all these problems. We see that there's we have a lot of wage issues. People aren't making enough money. Mm-hmm. It's a tough, you know, for a lot of people, this is a tough town to live in. And so, and people are saying, well, what's the city doing to help those folk?
And I think that's the basis of our equity strategy, to make sure that we understand the specific needs of these different populations as we're trying to develop and identify strategies to address these situations. It's important that we know where we're coming from, because we're not all coming from the same space.
Well, and then not everyone is crazy about these efforts by the city of San Antonio to deal with these issues of equity and have the equity lens. And make no mistake, some people are saying that some of these charter amendments that have been put forth by the San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association is a way to do away with that equity lens. And I'm going to go to Molly Cox on that and see, you know, where are we with trying to deal with equity in San Antonio?
You know, it's interesting. I think you're mentioning sort of this equity lens, right, which has sort of become a buzzword or a buzz phrase that happened last year as we started from the city perspective looking at equity. But I think the challenge, right, is to say that equity is a city, like the city organization issue, or equity is a brown or white issue, takes away from the idea that actually equity is a San Antonio issue, which is why, quite frankly, SA 2020 is such an important part of achieving community results. When we say educational opportunity is available for everyone, no matter where they live, we're not saying, well, only for this population, right? When we say we should be taking collective responsibility for our entire community's well-being, these are words that were written by the community into a community vision. There is literally, and I mean this truly, no other city in the United States who has a community vision, a nonprofit driving progress on that community vision, working across sectors, city, county, nonprofit, private, public, doesn't matter. It's happening in San Antonio. And that's actually why, right, an all-America city looks at something like what we're doing and says, okay, it's not perfect. And we could sit here all day long and talk about our income inequality, our income segregation.
Okay, let's do that.
We could. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I also think that the challenge is, and this goes back to sort of where you were going at the beginning, right, is this yes and approach. We cannot simply sit in successes all the time. We can't. But we also cannot sit in failures all the time. And I think what an equity lens, I think, has been utilized here, we'll use that as well. When you start to disaggregate information and when you start to look at the needs and histories of our community and the resources and programs that are necessary, we have to start taking ultimate responsibility in the sections that we are. The city is responsible for certain outcomes. Nonprofit organizations are responsible for certain outcomes. Individuals are certainly responsible for certain outcomes and making sure that they're giving their dollars and volunteering their time. We've got private sector should be participating in this conversation around equity. And I think what you ultimately get to is if we are all driving towards community results, equitable outcomes come out of that.
But when you present at the All-America City,
yeah,
you have to have all of those different people on the stage doing the hokey pokey together. That's whatever, right. Whatever dance y'all performed, you have to have your business community, you have to have your teen and youth involvement, you have to have your civic leaders, and you have to have your nonprofits. And so is that part of, you know, what you did up there, Maria?
We did. We actually, our team was 11 representatives from nonprofit organizations such as Enroll SA, the Affordable Care Act program that I mentioned, Upgrade, which is run by our San Antonio Education Partnership, our collaborative on teen pregnancy. We also had a representative from our small business community as well, really as to show the judges that we are working together as a community. And it's not just about the city or independent organizations, but we here in San Antonio, our theme is collaboration.
And how I'm looking at the report that was released by the All America City as they did your evaluation. Mm-hmm. They said impressive list of cross-section organizations, including public entities, community-based organizations, as well as faith-based and secular institutions. Mm-hmm. So that's the key to San Antonio's progress.
Sure. Yes.
Is being able to get as many people as we can from different parts of the city talking about how can we figure out getting people to share in the success of the city.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most important component, right? Is that if we set in, Maria had mentioned a little bit about Enroll SA and the idea that the Affordable Care Act is sort of what brought that collaborative together to begin with. And we could have certainly gone political on that. I don't think it's that political anymore, right? It's completely.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's not.
But the idea around that, right, is that San Antonio had already said we want to increase access to healthcare as a measure of success as to whether or not we will be the healthiest residents in the United States. So instead of talking about the Affordable Care Act and making it a political conversation, institutions like giant hospitals, the county, the city, community-based organizations said, our residents need health access, and we are going to come together and make that happen. And then they did. And I think that's the component or what's different about San Antonio is that the idea really is, where do we want to go? Can we all agree we want to go there? And then can we sit down and determine what it is that we're responsible for in getting us there?
So Alex Lopez, Interim Chief Equity Officer, what are you doing right now? How are we doing that? What's on your desk at the City Hall?
Right now, it's working with a lot of internal departments to help them understand a lot of the concepts that we discussed just right now, the collaboration piece, understanding the needs of the different populations that we serve, and incorporating that into our service delivery and our program designs. So a lot of our work right now is focused on helping our staff understand those concepts and embed them into our work.
And Maria Villagomez, your assistant city manager, what's on your desk right now?
Well, right now we are developing our budget for fiscal year 2019. We are right in the middle of it. The city manager will be presenting the proposal to the city council on August the 9th. So one of the things that we are looking at is developing a work plan for next year that reflects the community input that we received through our SA Speak Up campaign. SA Speak Up is a program that we redesigned using the equity process and strategies to really reach out to all members of the community and have a plan that takes into account the needs of our community. So that's what we're working on. As you know, we have a $2.7 billion budget, so it's not an easy task, and we're trying to address the needs of the community.
I got a caller. Let's get him on the air. And Ralph, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Well, I'm both a military spouse and a military veteran. And I've been in and out of San Antonio for 22 years. And like the expression is, you know, I wasn't born here, but I ran here as fast as I could. One of the things, though, that I've noticed is the increase of the housing that's occurred over the past 3 years, because we moved away and came back, and we noticed that all of the housing's increased. And I'm curious, you know, with this 2020 plan, as we're getting into the future, how the city's planning on addressing the transient community of the military, as well as I'd like to see some improvements, especially for veterans. And I'll give an example. For example, there are more than 70,000 veterans here in San Antonio, and the Houston area only has 30,000 veterans. But for whatever reason, they've got the VA regional office and everything and over there,
right,
which has caused a backlog for us.
Okay, Ralph, thank you for bringing that up. Trying to figure out the VA is not something we're going to be able to do in the next 4 minutes we have remaining in this segment. We can talk about how the veteran community is so important to San Antonio, and that is that something that has been looked at? And it's certainly not. It's also a great resource for the city of San Antonio. So let me go to Molly Cox, President and CEO of SA 2020, and how is the Veteran Affairs is on your list?
Yeah, I mean, I think the veteran population is giant in San Antonio. We are a military city, USA. I think there's a conversation to be had around different populations and how they are growing in our community, right? Military population is growing, veteran population is growing, the senior population is growing exponentially in San Antonio. Those populations have a direct tie to our housing in our community. And in fact, the Mayor's Housing Policy Task Force just recently released their recommendations. We are seeing housing affordability be a problem in our community. That's going to continue to happen as we continue to grow our populations. SA 2020 is committed to adding more indicators to track our progress on that. We added housing affordability and cost burden last year. We are going to be adding population growth and housing cost burden this year to start tracking that as well. We're also then disaggregating data by council districts to find out where our veteran populations are living, where our over 80-year-old populations are living, and how housing is there.
We got an email from Maria. San Antonio is in need of efficient mass transit system like other major cities. I mean, we are.
Agreed.
Okay. So the question is, you know, and trying to deal with that is something that is on the table. But the thing is about winning this thing, All America City. Do other cities kind of look at those winners and try to figure out what are they doing? What can we learn from? Are people trying to copy SA 2020 and try and lure Molly Cox away and make her go work for them?
No. Is that happening? Somebody call my phone.
There was actually a session after our presentations where the different communities got a chance to get together. And it was really exciting to see how many of those other communities referenced San Antonio programs that they were modeling and they were using in their communities. So yes, when we're able to highlight programs like this, it does serve as a model for other cities.
There are four different cities who called us after there was like a fair or whatever. Four different cities who we had taken our SA 2020 report card, right, and put it up. And they were like, that happens in San Antonio? Like, that's used? Your city people are here? And I'm like, yeah, it's used. Like, we actually look at it to see if we're making progress in our community. Four different cities have called already our organization and said, how do we get one of those in our community?
An email from Aaliyah. I had the pleasure of sitting at some of the roundtable discussions laying out intentions for SA 2020. It was amazing to hear the outcomes thus far. So this certainly is an outcome of SA 2020, the work of all the people who have participated in those events and still laying out the future for San Antonio. And the work continues, and there will be more events trying to earn more San Antonio honors, I guess, with the All America City. Congratulations and thank all of my guests this afternoon. Maria Villagomez, Assistant City Manager for the City of San Antonio, Alex Lopez, Interim Chief Equity Officer for the City of San Antonio, and Molly Cox, President and CEO of SA 2020. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're changing topics. We're going to be talking about what's happening with the asylum families, the separation of children, trying to reunify them with the right families, what's happening with the zero tolerance at the borders. We want to do is trying to get people up to speed on those latest developments in this ongoing story. Got a question? Give us a call about that. 210-614-8980. Source continues.